Anytime you can multiply spakers and suffix spakers, you have many, many spakers, many different doubts, whether the person had become tamei or not. Even so, if the spakers were in the Rosh Hashayachid, the ruling is that he is tamei, and if the spakers are in the Rosh Hashayachid, the ruling is that he is tar. At that which we have a klal, the suffix tumah Rosh Hashayachid, spako tamei, that would be true even if we have many different spakers, even if we have one suffix on top of another suffix, making it very unlikely that the person had become tamei at all. Even so, since the spakers are in the Rosh Hashayachid, the ruling is that he is tamei. Case up. What would be a case where we have more than one suffix, whether a person had become tamei or not? Nichnas l'mavoy. By tumah b'chadr, somebody entered an alleyway, and there are chateras, courtyards, that open to that alleyway, and there's a tumah in one of the courtyards. Suffik nichnas, suffik lo nichnas. The person has a suffix, whether he entered the courtyard which contained the tumah. And even if he did enter the courtyard which contained the tumah, maybe he didn't become tamei from that tumah. So we have two spakos. Even so, the ruling would be that he is tamei since the chater and the mother are Rosh Hashayachid. This is a suffik tumah Rosh Hashayachid. Tumah b'bayis. Let's say the tumah, instead of being in the chater, was in the house. The house was open to the chater, and the chater was open to the alley, and the person was walking in the alley. Suffik nichnas, suffik lo nichnas. He had the suffik whether he entered the chater, and even if he entered the chater, he had the suffik whether he entered the house, or maybe he didn't enter the chater or the house which contained the tumah. Ba'afilu nichnas, suffik hoyser sham, suffik lo hoyser sham. And even if he did enter the house, there's the suffik whether the tumah was in the house or not, as maybe there was not a tumah at all in the house. So we already have a number of spakers. We don't even know if he entered the chater. And even if he entered the chater, we don't know if he entered the house which contained the tumah. And even if he did enter the house which contained the tumah, maybe there was no tumah in that house at all. Ba'afilu ha'isa sham, suffix she'esh ba'kashir, suffix she'ein ba'kashir. And there was another suffix. And even if there was a tumah in that house, maybe the tumah that was in the house did not have the right amount to be metame a person. You need a certain share to be metame. Ba'afilu she'esh ba'suffix tumah, suffix tara. And even if it did have a shear, if it did have the amount to be metame, we don't know if it really was tame, or maybe it's not tame at all. Ba'afilu tumah, suffix naga, suffix lo naga, spako tame. And even if it was tame, we have a suffix whether the person went to the house had touched the tumah or not, so we have a number of spakers, one on top of the other, deeming it extremely unlikely that the person had become tamei. Even so, the suffix is ruled as being tamei, since it's a suffix tumah versus a yachid, any type of suffix tumah versus a yachid, spako tamei, even though there were many spakers, one on top of the other, we rule it as being tamei. Rabbi Lezer Omer, suffix biatar, suffix maga tumah tamei. Rabbi Lezer disagrees with the Tanakhama. He said if you have a suffix, whether the person entered the place which had the tumah or not, that suffix is ruled as being tar, even if it's a suffix in a Rosh Hashayachid. So therefore, in a case where the person was in an alleyway, and we have a suffix whether he entered the chata which contained the tumah or not, that suffix would be ruled as being tar, since we don't know if he was in the place that had the tumah at all. As a suffix tumah Rosh Hashayachid, Sveiko Tameh, is learned out from Sota. And the Torah teaches us that a Sota that has gone into seclusion with the person becomes usher to her husband, even though we have a suffix whether she was nevela to that person or not. So that's a suffix tumah. We have a suffix whether she had become tamei being nevela to somebody who was usher to her. And the Torah teaches us that the ruling is that she is tamei to her husband until we can clarify by having her drink from the mayim hamarim. And that's a case where we know for sure she was in seclusion with that person. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer learns that the only time we learn out from Sota that a suffix tumah versus a yachid is tamei is if it's similar to Sota, where we know for sure the person was in the place of the tumah, as opposed to where we have a suffix whether the person was in the place of the tumah or not. We cannot learn that out from Sota. We can't learn out from there that a suffix tumah versus a yachid is tamei since it's not similar to Sota. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, the ruling is that it is tar, as opposed to a suffix maga tumah, meaning to say that we know for sure the person was in the place where the tumah is. Just we have a suffix whether the person came into contact with the tumah or not. In such a case, Rabbi Lezer would agree that a suffix tumah versus a yachid is deemed as being Tame, as we learn it out from Sota, just like a Sota who is in seclusion with a man who is Usher to her, the Torah says that she is Usher to her husband, even though it's only a Suffolk, whether she had Bia with him or not. And that's the case of a Suffolk Tumah Bershisa Yachid, as she was in a Bershisa Yachid with that person. So therefore we learn out from there that all cases of a Suffolk Tumah Bershisa Yachid, Speko, Tame, if we know for sure the person was in the place of the Tumah. Sachataros by above Mishnah Hey Nechnat Lebeka Bimosak Shami Utuma Bisada Plonis. Somebody who enters a valley which contains many fields in a rainy season, and there's a tumah in one of the fields, and the fields during the rainy season are considered a rishayach, since during the rainy season the fields are plowed and planted. People don't walk in the fields in order not to ruin what's planted in those fields, so it's considered a rishayach since people are walking in those fields. Va'ama Halachti l'makom halot ve'eni yodea im nechnafti lo'oisu hasada ve'im lo nechnafti. And the person said, I went in that area, I was walking in that valley, and I don't know if I entered the field which had the tumah or not. Rabbi Lazar mitahir v'chachamim mitam. Rabbi Lazar is mitahir the person, even though the field are reshus hayachit and a suffix tumah reshus hayachit speko tame. We had in the previous mission the Rabbi Lazar holds that if the suffix is whether the person entered the area which had the tumor or not, the suffix is ruled as being tar. And in this case, even though he knows he was in the valley, and there are no fences that separate the field, so he knows he was in the general area of the tumor, but since the fields are separate fields, and he doesn't know for sure whether he entered the field which had the tumor or not, that's considered a suffix bia, a suffix whether he entered the place that holds the tumor or not. So therefore, the suffix is ruled as being tar. While the Chachamim are mitame, as the Chachamim hold, that even when we have a suffix bia, a suffix whether the person entered the place that contained the tumor or not, even so, the suffix is ruled as being tame since the suffix is in a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the Chachamim are mitame in this